The five-act play. Hi, Mark. My name is Nurse Judy, and I'm going to be your personal penis trainer today. According to your chart, you have been suffering from ED and premature ejaculation. I also see that your challenges in bed have left you with a severe case of performance anxiety. Is that correct? Well, don't worry, honey. You came to the right place. At our clinic, we pride ourselves at teaching the most modern and effective techniques to overcome even the most severe cases of male impotence. You can trust us to be discreet, kind, and understanding. And our motto, "Come for Me," is dedicated to our thousands of satisfied clients who have come here to learn how to please themselves over and over again. Now, let's get started. First, let me explain the treatment program ordered by your doctor. We're going to start with 5 minutes of guided meditation and self-hypnosis to trigger your sexual arousal. Get your juices flowing and achieve a state of firm erection. The 5 minutes of foreplay will be followed by 4 sets of 5-minute guided masturbation segments. The first 3 segments will end in a training snippet to learn time-proven edging techniques. And the last 5-minute segment will culminate in a full release of your load as a parting gift, as I say goodbye and send you on your way to enjoy the peace and calm of your refractory period. We affectionately call this treatment program our 5-act play. Let me summarize as follows. Act 1, get hard. Act 2, squeeze technique. Act 3, start and stop technique. Act 4, edge it. And Act 5, come for me. Act 1, get hard. You need a good, silent place to begin with. Find a nice, quiet place where you can get down to business for 30 minutes with no interruptions. Begin with quiet meditation music and think about your favorite sex scenes. Let your mind wander. Here are some probing questions to get your head moving in the right direction. What was your favorite sexual encounter? Which ones would you love to do again? What images have you seen lately that really turned you on, that gave you a tingle? Have you seen any woman you would love to fuck? That's right. This is a time to let your imagination wander. Nobody's watching. Nobody is holding you back. Nobody will slap your hand and tell you to stop. This is your time to get excited, get hard, and get ready for Act 2. Go ahead, let it grow. Can you feel the excitement? Let the juices flow. Now, let me give you a minute to get hard and get ready for Act 2. Act 2, squeeze technique. Have you been playing with yourself? That's okay. You can do whatever you need to get an erection. Are you hard? Now that you're ready for guided masturbation, here is what I want you to do. Lubricate your penis. While holding your penis by your hand, begin masturbating by stroking it up and down, stimulating the movements during sex. As you go up and down, let your sexual arousal rise and get as close as you can to the point of no return without losing control yet. Go ahead, touch yourself for me, stroke it for me. I want you to rub up and down your shaft. Yes, like that. Cup your balls. They're so full of cum, aren't they? Just bursting. They're so full. Stroke yourself and think about how good it's going to feel to release that big load. Keep going. Slow and deliberate. Not too fast. Let your mind wander. Enjoy the moment. Are you getting to the point of no return? Feel for it. Don't let it go too fast or too far. Now stop it. It's time to apply the squeeze technique. Firmly squeeze the area right below your penis head with your thumb on the top side and your first two fingers on the bottom side. Apply solid pressure continuously for about 10 to 20 seconds while focusing the pressure on the urethra, the tube that runs along the underside of your dick. The firm pressure applied onto this area will push out penile blood, stem the flow of ejaculation, and hold back your ejaculatory reflex. Release the squeeze and wait for about 30 seconds until the arousal subsides, then resume stimulation again. Don't worry if your penis goes limp after the squeeze. Once you resume stimulation, you'll regain your erection again. Act 3, Start and Stop Technique. Okay, now let's resume the stimulation. Continue massaging and stimulating the action of normal sexual intercourse by stroking your penis up and down. Add more lubricant if needed. It's okay if you need time to regain your erection. Take it slow. Let it happen on its own. Your penis wants to grow. Massage it. Talk to it. Let it be all it can be. Enjoy the moment. As you go through the motions, shift your mind to the feelings which you are experiencing. Are you breathing faster? What is the level of internal pressure on the penis? Which muscles are you clenching when the arousal peaks? What are the sensations you feel in your head, stomach, or arms? Go ahead, stroke it for me. I want you to rub up and down your shaft and bring yourself back right up to the point of no return. Are you almost there? Feel for it. Don't let it go just yet. Now stop it. It's time to apply the start and stop technique. Once you get as close as you can to getting an orgasm, stop stimulation altogether for 10 to 30 seconds until the stimulation subsides. Pay attention to how your body feels when the sensations of excitement drops. Note, understand your peak. You may not be able to prevent yourself from ejaculating. That's okay. The key is to recognize the point when you ejaculate and the sensations that accompany this stage. Like, do you ejaculate at the stage when you're erect but not fully aroused? How long does this take? Can you identify the exact feelings you get just before you ejaculate? Finding out all these points is the sole purpose of practicing this best male masturbation technique. Act 4, Edge It. Once your urge to ejaculate decreases, resume the stimulation. You're doing good. Hopefully, you're enjoying the stimulation while you practice controlling your ejaculation. Now, you're ready for the next round of guided masturbation. Build it up slowly. As you continue stroking your penis, allow the physical sensations of stimulation to manifest, but pay close attention to how your body responds and feels as the excitement piles up and you get closer to an ejaculation. Stroke yourself for me. Enjoy the rhythm. Imagine the sensation of the best sex of your wildest dreams. Go ahead, please yourself, and let go. Just to approach the point of no return. Now it's time to do the technique called edging. This edging process involves you stimulating your penis while focusing on the feelings you feel as you approach the point of no return. Once you get close to your climax point, you'll feel a sequence of genital contractions called pelvic orgasms running from the base of your penis to deep in your pelvis. Just before you feel these contractions begin, stop all stimulation and contract or clamp your PC muscles, the muscles between your anus and your testes, the zipper-like thingy. I know you'll feel a lot of pressure to ejaculate, but just hold it back until you feel yourself moving away from your climax point. Note, a little amount of semen may trickle out, but not with the usual force or quantity that normal unrestricted climaxes usually have. Continue stimulation until you're close enough to your orgasm point. Then contract your PC muscles again. Wait for arousal to subside, then resume stimulation. If you repeat this a couple of times, you'll experience the legendary dry orgasm. That orgasm without ejaculation. As you'll soon discover, these dry orgasms are usually less powerful than the normal wet orgasms that you're used to. They're more like mini orgasms that release the pressure and urge to ejaculate bit by bit. And the less pressure there is to ejaculate, the longer you'll last in bed. Good job! Now you're ready for Act 5. Act 5. Come for me. We've got one more round of masturbation, and this is where you get to let it all hang out. During this last round, allow yourself to ejaculate freely. Congratulations! Once you get yourself close to climaxing 3 times, you get to allow yourself to ejaculate on the 4th attempt and experience what's called a start and stop technique ejaculation. Since you've been suppressing it for about 3 times, when you finally release, it'll be more fulfilling than normal. It's a good way to enjoy your results and reward yourself for all the patience and hard work done, don't you think? Now, according to your chart, you prefer a little pillow talk for your final round of masturbation and ejaculation. So here goes. Enjoy. For this whole session, you've been teasing yourself, building yourself up, stroking your cock, but not coming. And since you've been so good, I think you deserve a little treat. Are you hard? Touch yourself for me. Rub up and down your shaft. Like that. Yeah, cup your balls. They're so full of cum, aren't they? Just bursting. They're so full. Stroke yourself. Do it for me. Come for me. I want to see how hot you are. Come on. Fuck your hand for me, baby, please. The real deal. Sliding in and out of your own fingers. Oh, I love it when you tease yourself. I love it when you tease yourself. That's so good, so naughty. You've been so good. I want you to take all the cum you've saved up for a week and squirt it out. There's gonna be an explosion. You're gonna come so much. You're so hard for me, aren't you, sweetheart? Okay, come for me, please. Will you come for me? Will you give me that huge bulge you've been working up all session long? That's right, yeah. Come for me, come for me, come for me, please, 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 yes, yes, come for me now, come for me, come for me. Fuck yeah, that's it, baby. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, so hot. Oh, sweetie, look at that all over me. Yes, yes. Oh, what a mess. What a beautiful mess. Good job. Good job, baby. You did such a good job coming for Nurse Judy. Good job, Mark. That was a big load, and it was the proper culmination of a very fruitful and effective guided masturbation session. I hope that this session has boosted your confidence and transforms you into the virile man with the prowess in bed that you want to be.